This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. If you're tuning in for the first time, let me just tell you something about myself. I love to empower women. Of course, I am all about empowering the world. I'm particularly attached to empowering women based upon my own history of having been through some deep challenges and I would say situations in my life that have left me feeling at times or had left me feeling at times, feeling less than empowered. I want to empower all women to believe that they can accomplish and do anything that they want. Well, my guest today, Dr. Isadora Leidenfrost, and Dr. Isadora, when you come on, please refresh my memory on how to pronounce your last name if I didn't get it right. But my guest today, Dr. Isadora, is all about inspiring and empowering women. And her company is called Soulful Media, creating Soulful Media to inspire and empower women. Her passion over the last few years has been revolving and evolving around what is called a red tent movement. And she has co-produced a beautiful film called The Red Tent Movie, all about inspiring and empowering women and bringing them together to gather and to educate, to share, to heal, to create a deeper sense of self and community. So it's my honor to have you here today, Dr. Isadora. Welcome to Soulful Living.
Thank you, Terry. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, and I, of course, am deeply loving the name of your work, Soulful Media. It's my mission in life to not just empower others, but as I said, to empower women and to really reach out to people at the soul level. So I love the premise behind your work and your movie.
Thank you.
But let's talk a little bit about you first. You have a PhD in?
It's actually in design studies. And what I do, I'm a filmmaker. I went to film school and then I decided to do an advanced degree. And my degree is actually in design studies. But what my field actually is, so what my field work, what I make movies about, what I believe in, is because the University of Wisconsin-Madison is where I have my degree from. And I created a program under this one degree, which was a combination of film studies, women's studies, and history of textiles. So it allowed me an opportunity to look at all of these different things. And the Red Tent movie, and which is called Things We Don't Talk About, is one of 13 movies that I've made in 15 years about different types of women's traditions and also fabric traditions.
And it's fascinating. And listeners, as you tune into the Red Tent and the things we don't talk about today, and over the course of the coming months, you're going to see a beautiful combination of your work, not just in the film, but the way that the textiles have been incorporated into the film itself is absolutely stunning. So I encourage you, after we chat today, to jump on and grab the movie. So tell me, what is the Red Tent movement about?
So in order to set the stage, I want to kind of bring you into a red tent. A red tent is a red fabric space where women gather to rest and to share stories about their lives. So I want you to imagine this red fabric space. It has a beautiful ceiling. There are red fabrics that drape from the ceiling to the floor. There's wonderful cushy pillows. There are other women chatting in the space. And you walk in and you're parted into this space that is warm and it's beautiful and it's luscious. And there's red silks and there's red velvets. And there's just a warm, cushy place for you to sit down and begin to have another conversation with another woman. There might even be a woman who walks up to you and said, "Can I rub your feet?" And it's just this really beautiful, empowering space. The variety of things that can happen in a red tent are diverse as there are people on the planet. Every single red tent is different, but ultimately the core of it is it's a red fabric women's space where we come together and we rest and we share our stories.
And where did it originate from? Where did the tradition itself come from?
So it came from a book called The Red Tent, which was a New York Times bestseller, and it was a publishing phenomenon. And it was by a woman named Anita Diamant, and she lives in the Boston, Massachusetts area. And she wrote this book called The Red Tent. And in the book, the Red Tent is a menstrual hut space. And what happened as a result of the book is it went from basically only selling a few thousand copies to becoming a publishing phenomenon. It came out in 1997. It became a New York Times bestseller in 2001. And as a result of word of mouth and women just sharing the book and book clubs and female Christian leaders and female leaders in the Jewish tradition basically promoted this movie or this book. And as a result of that, women started sharing it. And now it's published in 20 languages and there's millions of copies. And women just really fell in love with this idea of they wanted a red tent in their community. So women started creating them. And it was totally spontaneous and it's a total grassroots movement. So women, that's why it's so diverse. Every single red tent looks different. But my dear friend, Elisa Starkweather, who's the founder of the Red Tent Temple Movement, she lives in the New England area, and she brought a red tent to a women's conference that I've attended since 2004. And she brought a red tent in 2006, and I completely fell in love with the space. And I've been a participant in the movement before I even started the movie. And there are red tents everywhere. And it's beautiful because, you know, women are kind of taking this idea and they're bringing it into their communities and they're using it as a tool to create sisterhood.
Well, and why call it the things that we don't talk about? I mean, what happens inside there that would make people, you know, kind of become attached to the things that we don't talk about? Is it a space where we can, you know, comfortably share experiences?
Well,
it's a very safe space.
And the film, the Red Tent creates, because it's so warm and cozy and women just feel so safe in the place, they share things that they don't share. There are almost every single woman who I've ever experienced coming in a red tent, they just all of a sudden start talking about things that they wouldn't normally talk about in everyday life. And when I started making the movie came out in 2012, and I've been on tour for the last 3 years, and I've been creating red tents all over the world. I've created a little over 1,000 of them to over 1 million women. And ultimately, the movie talks about the things that women hide and the things that bring them pain and joy. And for many people, for many women, it's a place, the Red Tent is a place where they can be honest for the first time in their life. And the beauty of it is the Red Tent just kind of creates a space where that just sort of naturally happens because women feel so safe in the place.
Well, and I love that you keep reiterating that it's a place of safety, because a lot of times we don't necessarily have places like that where we feel safe, you know, to become intimate in what we're sharing, which is the core of who we are and our experiences. Mm-hmm. So I love that you really keep going back to that being a sacred, safe space and creating that foundation for us to, you know, walk away feeling like we've celebrated something of our true essence and who we really are. And what are some of the stories that might come out, you know, that women?
Well,
might
I called the film Things We Don't Talk About because I found that you know, the Red Tent was that place where women were talking about things that they wouldn't normally talk about. So that's why I called it that. But the nickname for the movie is the Red Tent Movie. The website for it is redtentmovie.com. And ultimately, you know, the film explores like really common stories that we all go through. Things like not feeling good enough. But how to overcome these things. So it's basically using, it's showing how women have used the Red Tent to share these stories and how they become empowered and how they go from not feeling good enough to something else and something that makes them feel empowered and whole and really creating a safe, like sacred sisterhood community. So there are stories about not feeling good enough. There are stories about, you know, losing children. There are stories about infertility. There are stories about choosing not to become a mother. There are stories about how a mother and daughter repair their relationship. There are stories about getting older and how to transition and how we have these rite of passage ceremonies. There are stories about how young girls are being raised in the Red Tent and how it's creating a new reality for them, where it's creating a woman honoring culture. It's so there are all kinds of different stories, but the crux of it all is what are the most common things that we all go through? And all of those stories are in the Red Tent Movie.
Yeah, and I love what you were saying just now, too, about creating a new way of younger women to grow up and to honor the sacredness of who they are and their bodies. I have a colleague locally here who watched the movie months ago and based upon seeing that, started a whole new tradition and ritual with her daughter as they came into like their menses and really honoring that place of who they are, as opposed to the fear-based mentality that has been associated with that for so many years and not talking about it. So for them, it was like a celebration of life and has become that over and over again. And I'm sure that you hear that, you know, often about how men and families are celebrating that and honoring that sacredness of who they really are. And again, listeners, I'm talking with Dr. Isadora Leidenfrost. Did I say that right, Dr. Isadora?
You absolutely did. Yes.
And today is a special offer to anyone listening out there. If you go to the Red Tent movie site and on the promo code enter Empower Radio, you can watch a screening of the movie for free. Is that right, Dr. Isadora?
Yes, if you go to just www.redtentmovie.com and then if you click on the rental, so that it usually costs $2.99 to rent it. And then when you go to actually rent it, if you use the coupon code Empower Radio, so all one word, Empower Radio, you can watch it completely free. So this is sort of my offering to just bring you into our wonderful Red Tent community. And you would be surprised, and I wouldn't be surprised if you had the experience of laugh, crying, and smiling as a result of watching the movie.
Well, I'm really excited to share it with my own daughter. She has not watched it with me yet, and her and I are going to sit down and have a girl day and watch it and really celebrate her, because that's been one of my main missions as a mom, is to empower my daughter, you know, and have her feeling that she can do anything, you know, that she's not limited. And I loved that about your own mission, being that you could empower women and that they could do anything and live a life that was full. I found more and more in the media that it used to be women were so competitive with each other, and I see now that we're kind of coming back to that gathering place of women being healers and honoring each other and a deep sense of community. And I think that that's really what your movement celebrates.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the Red Tent movement, it creates, it's so diverse. I mean, when I first started the movie, there was about 150 Red Tents that I could find throughout the world. And now after the movie has come out, there's like 40,000 Red Tents throughout the world on almost every single continent. And it's just remarkable how the red tent has this really unique ability to transcend every single aspect of culture. So regardless of whether how much money you make or how, you know, what language you speak or what class you're in or what race you are, the red tent has this really wonderful ability to just bring women in regardless of our differences, because ultimately it creates that space where our differences are celebrated, and they provide us an opportunity to share experiences, you know, and basically honor those different stories that we tell. And it provides a platform where women can share those stories in a way that we are valued and we're honored.
Well, and how amazing for you to see the difference that your work is making in the world, and to not only just see it, but to witness it on a regular basis in the Red Tent events themselves.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I feel very privileged to, you know, have fallen in love with the Red Tent, you know, years before I even started the movie. The movie came to me because my friend asked me if I'd make a short promo video for her. And I was like, I was trying to make my decision about what my dissertation would be. And I was like, okay, well, how would I make a full length film? And I've, you know, like I've said, I've made 13 movies, and, you know, they've all been different, but they've all had this sort of general theme of, you know, women's stories. And I really love to see women, you know, accomplish things and the stories that they share and their gifts. I love seeing women bring their gifts forward. And ultimately, you know, the Red Tent movie shows that, but there are many different ways. I mean, every single woman came onto this planet with some sort of goal or some sort of task or some sort of tool that she's good at. Mine happens to be, I'm really good at making movies. It's my tool, and it's my tool for empowering women. You have another tool that you use. You use radio. You use other tools. Other women have ability to be great public speakers, or maybe they're really good at, you know, community organization or whatever it is. But we all came into this world with some sort of thing that we're supposed to do. And I really love it when I see women find that, and then they start to actually make a difference with that skill that they have.
Mm. Well, and within the Red Tent events themselves, you get to see a celebration of so many different, as you said, you know, so many different cultures coming together, and it's like the walls are just taken down. It's not about your culture. It's not about your religion. It's about celebrating the pure essence of being a woman. But you get to see that, you know, in the movie, you talk about different aspects going on at the same time. You know, some women are dancing, some women are drumming, some women are, you know, consoling each other, and really just, but again, going back to celebrating the essence of who they really are, and that is being a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being alive.
And one of the other things that I have tried to do in all of my movie screenings is that I want to transcend how we watch movies. So every single screening that I have done has been inside of my traveling red tent. So I have a red tent that is up to 3,600 square feet. So it's big enough for like 400 people, 400 women. And I create this space every single time I do a screening. So they get to watch the movie inside of the red tent. And I've often found that that is what really, really inspires. And that's why every single screening that I have done has encouraged and empowered women to start these, whether or not it's in their church, local church basement or in their guest bedroom. And it doesn't have to be, you know, hundreds of women coming together. I mean, a red tent is a red tent if just two women gather. And it doesn't have to necessarily have red fabric, but it's ultimately just, you know, we are the red tent. That's the important part to remember, is that we are the red tent. So two women gathering together, or even one woman who just says, you know, today is my red tent day. She might not have a red fabric space at all, but she just gathers by herself and just, you know, provides herself an opportunity to just really, you know, be quiet and be safe and all of that. So it's just quite lovely.
Well, and how many screenings have you done?
I've done a little over 1,000 in 3 years.
Wow. And okay, so do you live in Madison, in the Wisconsin area?
No, I live in the Chicago area. I lived in Madison while I was doing my PhD, and now I live in the Chicago area.
And what's the farthest that you've traveled? I'm just curious.
Most of the screenings that I have personally done have been in the United States. I have traveled abroad as well, but there's been screenings mostly due to limitations for funding. I haven't been able to travel to a lot of the screenings abroad, but there's been screenings in 75 different countries,
wow.
all the way from India to Cambodia and Australia. I mean, literally, there's a red tent in almost every single continent now. It's quite remarkable. I mean, there's thousands of red tents in Europe. There are, you know, red tents in Africa. There are red tents. There are dozens upon dozens of red tents in Australia. There's a few in Asia. It's quite remarkable how, you know, the red tent movement has changed just in the last like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I personally had not really heard much about it. Now, I had heard of Alyssa previously, mm-hmm. years ago, but I had really not heard too much about the red tent movement per se until the last couple of years. And so I thank you for bringing that movement forward and celebrating the dynamic ways that women can connect with each other. And of course, going back to just the essence of being a woman itself. If someone wanted to host their own screening, how would they go about doing that?
Well, if they want to just do, I mean, like a girls' day where they just invite, you know, three of their friends or six of their friends or 10 of their friends, you can just do a rental. Like I said, anyone who's watching or listening to the radio interview today, you can just go to redtentmovie.com. You can use the promo code when you rent the movie. Use the promo code Empower Radio, and you can watch it completely free. So that's one way that you can do it. If you want to actually host a public screening where you charge an admission and you do all of that, then I have rental fees, screening fees, and they start as, you know, as low as $35. So they're not very expensive at all. I've tried to make the movie incredibly accessible so that, you know, women, regardless of what kind of funds they have, they're able to create this in their community. Because a lot of women who get inspired by the red tent, they've experienced it. They want to do a screening. They want to start a red tent. Sometimes they often use the movie as a tool to kind of explain what this red tent is to the women in their community and to inspire them. And I've often found that, like I said, almost every screening creates a red tent and it builds a community and it's kind of a starting point. So I've tried to make it incredibly accessible, which is why, you know, with no distributor, I don't have a distributor for this movie. It's basically self-distributed through my own company, but over 1 million women have seen it. So it's quite remarkable how, you know, women just, you know, they talk about it, they believe in it. So they just start sharing it. So there might be one copy and then it gets shared with another woman. And that's totally okay with me. So, you know, if you would like to do a screening, there's a lot of options.
Will you be sharing events soon? Like, do you go out still with your tent? And what if a listener wanted to connect with you personally and invite you to their town?
So you can just send me an email. My email address is info@redtentmovie.com. That's info@redtentmovie.com. And you can just send me an email. I am still traveling. I am starting to kind of wind down on my travel schedule because I'm 34 years old and I would really like to start having children. So I recently just got married and we're starting a family and we're working towards that. So I'm not going to be traveling a lot, but I do have a lot of screenings scheduled in the near future and some that are really quite large actually.
Well, congratulations to you. And I'm sure if listeners wanted to find out more about the events and where you might be personally, they could visit your event page for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
cool,
a listing of upcoming screenings. So you can find a screening in your area. And even if I'm not actually hosting it, there are a lot of women who host the screenings themselves.
And did you have a favorite part of the film? Is there something that spoke to you?
My favorite part is the one about For Our Daughters, which is, it just really shows how young girls are being raised differently. And I really think that's quite beautiful. And I think that's one of my missions in my life is to create a new paradigm and to create a paradigm shift so that we begin to see that, because I have so many, you know, beautiful elders and, come to me and they're like, I wish I was raised differently. And, you know, we have an opportunity as, you know, older women have an opportunity to pass that on and to create a new paradigm so that their granddaughters or their great-granddaughters or even their daughters can live a different way. So my favorite chapter of the movie is the one about For Our Daughters, but
I love that. Okay, so listeners, let's do a quick recap here. You can find all of Dr. Isadora's information, including the free screening offer, on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. Dr. Isadora, I so appreciate your being here today. We're like down to the wire. And I love for my guests to leave the listeners with a thought that they can take out into the day to, you know, elevate their soul, to inspire their lives, to empower them. What would that thought be for you?
Well, just what would our world look like if women respected themselves and if they gathered? And what would our world look like if, you know, we created a paradigm shift? And what would our world look like if, you know, we weren't so concerned with, you know, what we looked like in the mirror? And when we looked in the mirror, we said, oh my God, I'm so beautiful. And if we looked at our sisters and our mothers and our friends and we said, you know, you can accomplish anything. And that's, you know, really the core of what I want to create in this world.
Well, thank you very much for being here with me today. I hope to see you at a red tent journey along the way. Thank you so much.